Hi, I'm David Keating with University Communications. I'm here today with David Silby, who's the Associate Director of Cornell in Washington. Thanks for being with me, David.
Pleasure to be here.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of Cornell in Washington. Can you tell us a little bit about how the program started and where it's come from?
It started 30 years ago, strangely enough. A group of professors from a range of departments realized that Cornell really needed to have some kind of connection and some kind of representation down in D.C. On an academic level. And they put together the Cornell in Washington program, which was designed to take Cornell students down to D.C. and give them a sense of what policymaking and politics were like close up. The first year of the program, I think there were six students in rented rooms on Connecticut Avenue. And now we've grown to a 40-room building with dorm rooms upstairs, classrooms, and offices downstairs. And this semester, 53 students living in the building, doing internships, taking classes, and enjoying the nightlife of DuPont Circle.
So can you talk us a little about what the program looks like now? I mean, where it's come from, but what are some of the things that go on on a day-to-day basis now?
Yeah, each student, when they come down, has organized with our guidance and help an internship for themselves. And that can be places ranging from the Supreme Court to the White House, to Capitol Hill, to what is actually my favorite internship, the National Confectioners Association. The student told me that is the sweetest internship she's ever had. And they students will go to the internships 3 days a week. And then on another day during the week, they take Cornell classes in the building on a range of public policy issues, history issues, and other things. And so they have both, it's both an academic and working and practical experience at the same time.
So if I'm a Cornell student who's interested in this program, can you tell me a little bit about how the academics work with Cornell and on the Ithaca campus and down there, and what are the different kinds of things I can study?
It's almost exactly like taking a Cornell course on the main campus. They are all courses from the major departments: government, public policy, history, a whole range of things. They fit into the requirements. They will help students get their majors completed, help them towards graduation. They are taught by Cornell professors. The students will take a core course in either public policy or history. And as part of that course, they will write, they will do a major research project, which we aim to help them with their honors thesis if they choose to do one later on. So it really is like Cornell in the capital city. There's no having to transfer stuff back as there is with other studies away from campus. It is exactly as if you were on the main campus, except you're in DC.
So you also mentioned the internship component, which obviously separates the Cornell in Washington program from the main campus up in Ithaca. Can you talk a little bit about how kids and students tend to balance that and what they ultimately sort of get out
right.
of their internships?
One of the things that really distinguishes us, I think, as a program is that it is a chance for students in disciplines like government and history and a whole range of other things to have a really practical experience in the field. That if you want to understand how politics works, how policy works, how the world works, the best way to do it is to have that kind of hands-on experience. And so the internships are really aimed at getting the students out into the practical world and giving them that chance to experience it.
So with an internship experience, in addition to regular, rigorous Cornell classes, how have you found students to be able to balance the two in an appropriate and effective manner?
It's one of the key challenges for students coming down to DC, but the program's designed with the knowledge that they are going to be doing both these work, have these work responsibilities, and also have classwork. And so we very carefully put the program together so that students will find it relatively straightforward to balance the two sets of responsibilities. And it's not a bad lesson for them, for students to figure out is this is really their first introduction, often their first introduction to the work world. And it's a good and usually safe experience to have this work experience as part of a larger program before they start out into the real world of jobs.
Can you tell us a little about the social experience living in Washington, D.C., with all the unique opportunities that that place offers versus Ithaca?
Yeah, D.C.'s a really amazing city. I mean, you know, I grew up in Ithaca. I'm a Cornell alum myself. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Boston. I've lived in San Francisco. I would stack D.C. up with any of those other cities in the United States. It's in many ways the capital of the world. I mean, it is the most important city, the center of the American Empire, and you will see things there that you will never see elsewhere. The culture that's going on down there is amazing. The conferences, the political experiences are quite wonderful. We try to introduce our students to a certain amount of that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is a Cornell alum, hosts a talk for the students every semester. They go to baseball games on the social side of things. They go to the Smithsonian. It's an experience in many ways that's completely distinct from Ithaca, and I think that's one of the great values, is that Ithaca has its great strengths in one direction, and coming down to D.C. gives you a whole set of strengths in another direction.
So if I'm a student and I'm looking to, and I want to get you out of here on this, I'm looking for more information and interested in applying or learning more, what should I do, where should I go, who should I talk to?
Best place to start to get information is the Cornell Washington website, which is ciw.cornell.edu. Easy to remember, ciw.cornell.edu. We are having an information meeting in early October. The details of that meeting are linked off the website, and it gives a pretty comprehensive introduction to what the program is like and how to go about applying for it.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to me. We really appreciate you giving the time, and looking forward to seeing more incredible stories out of the D.C. area.
Thank you for having me.